This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
You guys feeling brave today? Because I think it's...
Every day.
I think it's time we talk about some of the things that we go through. Some of the...
What?
Some of the first world things that...
Life is hard.
I don't know if I can...
I need you to be brave today, Steve.
Right,
I mean, that's
okay.
What we said before
you're
we
right,
started, that we
right.
were all going to like...
But now I lost the... Okay. I'll try and buck up.
Like, I have vegan friends, and I don't know if you're like this, Amber, but they're committed to saving the animal population, but they can't... Their cooled seats in their BMW are like...
Yeah.
That's... Mm-hmm. The hypocrisy, but they can't let it... Stuff, that's so first world. It's like, I want cows to live. Except the ones that make the seats of BMWs.
That's pain.
That's first world
first
problems.
First world problems, yes. Yeah.
All right, so.
Also, I'm not a vegan, just FYI.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I'm selective. I'm a pesca. Are you a pesca?
Yes.
What is that?
She'll eat fish. So it's like, I want the animals to live, except those ones that swim.
Oh, we make an exception for them. Okay.
The all hypocrisy right. runs deep in this one.
I have my reasons. Is we it all won't more, get into that.
Is it seafood, like lobster and crab, too? Or is it just...
Yeah.
Seafood. Anything
nice.
In the water.
Yes.
Shrimp.
What if, just as a huge what if it was like, I don't know, a cat that was swimming?
Okay. What?
Cat swimming is like, oh, it's in the water. And we just gut it, make tacos out of it.
Okay.
Yeah, cat's delicious.
Otters, gophers, seals, something. Something that's not... No? Cow. What if it's a swimming cow? What if it's an amazing swimming cow of Madagascar?
Well, in that case,
let's
I'll make it an exception, Slacker.
Let's eat it.
The special swimming cow
in Madagascar, no less. I like that.
We were supposed to be brave, and I just took the whole show, derailed it into, can somebody draw a swimming cow and put it up on our Facebook
post? What you need and just swim the rest of the way.
If I was going to get a tattoo, I think it would be that.
The swimming cow?
Swimming the cow. Swimming cow of Madagascar.
Of Madagascar.
And then just Amber behind it, just with a fork. Just like,
okay.
This is all eat this!
This is like back tech to you?
Yes, tramp stamp. That's what I feel like.
Amber,
can we focus?
Yeah,
I don't know where you guys
please.
Went. But
we are focused, just on the wrong crap.
Right.
Okay, so
okay,
is anybody
world,
else?
Yeah.
First world problem. Who wants to go?
Mine sucks because mine's also car related.
Okay.
Okay, because you know I have an Audi S5, and it was the top of the line. It's the best Audi S5 you can get.
Humble brag.
Thank you.
That was totally... Because
not humble
Amber,
at
wait,
all.
No.
Here's the deal, Amber, with the Audis. Like... You may know the A5 because that's what someone like us could afford.
Uh-huh.
But if you've got the cash to have them chip the A off of there and put an S on it, it just means they made the motor faster and changed it to an S.
And better suspension.
Sure.
It's got everything
sure.
better. It's also got the blacked out package, so there's no chrome.
Oh, yeah, you got the murder
stuff.
Package. Uh-huh. Murdered out.
Top
black optics.
Yes.
Got it.
Top of the line. But I don't drive it in the wintertime. And you know what? Because I don't trust you people. You're to slide into me and smash my Audi S5.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't drive it in the winter. And then after wintertime, then it's like hail season for 3 months. So I have a
you
hard time.
You don't ever drive it, Steve. Nobody, Amber, have you ever seen this
never,
car?
Never, not
yeah.
once.
I have a hard time driving. So I drive it sporadically. So much so that my fob, Slacker, I know you have a key car and you have car keys still too, Amber. So uh-huh. You know what the fob is?
He doesn't have a key. It just, the fob does everything. You just get in
right.
the car and
yeah,
push
yeah.
the on. But you know, I mean,
it's
we, you have to explain what a fob
okay.
is.
It's keyless
entry. We've been in cars that have that.
Okay. Well, I have that on my Audi S5. The problem is I haven't driven it so much and so long that the car doesn't recognize the fob. So when I approach the car, it doesn't unlock for me. I have to reach in
oh,
my pocket.
No.
I have to do the reach in my pocket.
The bravery.
You pull
you are
out
displaying
the fob,
right now.
Yes, and actually click for the yes, the door to open.
How hard do you have to work to drive a car?
Right, it's like three extra steps, Amber. She goes my pace. See? Yes.
So
see,
frustrating.
First world prop.
Thank you for being so brave.
You're welcome.
Thank you for being here and helping us
and
all.
Thanks for, like...
Yes, it's
yes.
a group. We're going to hug.
Group
we're going to
hug
through these first world
nice.
Problems.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get to Amber's here, but... If you have a first world problem, we're here for you. We are a kind ear and we want to help you. So tell us what your first world problem is. It's your turn, Amber. What do you got?
Oh, I mean, what don't I have? But if we're going to just start, we got to go with the phone. First of all, I don't know what it is about my face ID. It never recognizes me. And then I have to type in
my
6-number passcode.
Oh. You're like, it's my face.
Yes.
You're screaming at it. It's like, this isn't somebody else's face. It's my
me.
Face.
I haven't changed anything.
It's me, Dale.
You like let your hair. Like, there are times where you're so frustrated. Like, I know my 6-digit passcode would take less time, but I'm standing in front of my iPad, like, doing
trying
different things
again.
With my face going, what was I doing when I set this up? Was I happy?
No,
I
got the iPad. Yes. And I'm like, do I just look that bad right now?
You go
like,
through the whole. Shift of emotions.
I'm like, yeah, angry face. Open,
like,
damn
maybe
you.
My hair should be down. I don't know. Do I look like a man right now? What's going on?
Oh, then, Amber. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
My phone has not been backed up in something like 72 weeks.
Broke it up right now. Give me your phone. I'll back it up. Oh, my God.
I just like don't want to delete all of the photos that I have in there. So I keep deleting apps just to like
what are you
get
doing?
By.
Oh, my God.
I'm just like, yeah, I don't really need this.
Oh, my God.
It's fine. I don't need Google Maps.
Rocks.
This is...
I mean, yes, paid. I'm sorry. That I didn't think about your paid, Amber.
All right, real quick, I just want to tell mine. This is...
It's okay. We're here for you.
So I have a really, really high-end dishwasher.
Again, humble brag.
It's a first world problem, Amber. And what makes it so cool and high-end is that it's quiet. So are times where my dishwasher is running and I have like a fork I need to put in it. And it's so quiet that I don't know that it's running. So when I open it, it's like water everywhere in my kitchen because it doesn't stop immediately. And it's just like, whoosh. And I'm like, damn you, quiet dishwasher. You tricked me.
Again.
The trickery.
Curses, buddy. I would come over and hug you right now.
I know,
Amber,
man.
You're closer. Can you go?
Come on, people.
We're
going to
make it through.
All right. So if you've got a first world problem, this is where we're going to be here for you. Mm. Gail?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, hang on, Gail. We've got a little VD on you.
Voice
you probably,
disguiser.
You're going to be okay. You're gonna sound better without the voice disguiser. What's your first world problem?
Well, I had a BMW X5. I decided to trade it in for a 4Runner, and now I can't tell which one of my tires is low because it does not have that feature.
It has the little yellow with the exclamation point.
One of them is.
Yeah,
it doesn't isolate.
That is awful. Oh,
now you got to get out and figure it out
yourself.
You got to
go buy a tire gauge. And like,
Gail.
You are strong.
Yeah. You are strong.
Trade that bad boy in. Get back into the Beamer. Thank you for the call, Gail. Jeremiah.
Yes.
What's your first world problem?
So I only carry Louis Vuitton bags. And, you know, when there's rain or snow, I either can't carry my bag or I have to wear my coat over it. It's like, well, what was the point of me buying this expensive bag
if
nobody can see it?
That's true.
So your bag, like when it's raining, you don't have as much sizzle. You don't have as much flash. Your flare is gone.
You got to protect the bag.
Yeah, I got to protect the bag. I mean, you know, if you're going to spend that kind of money, you don't want it ruined by the rain. Yeah.
Otherwise, you got to transfer all your contents to another lesser bag.
To your Swiss, whatever that's. What's the Target brand? The Swiss.
Whatever that is.
Oh, Jeremiah, we feel you, man.
Hang in there, buddy.
So sorry.
You and your LV, you're awesome. Angel.
Yay.
First world problems.
So I have a free parking pass for my job in downtown Denver off of 6th Broadway and still have to choose to pay $12 in parking fees to park in the garage that's like right next to it.
Wait.
Because you're too lazy to walk how far?
Like 10 blocks?
I love you, Angel.
I'm like, that's...
I know we're not supposed to be laughing at your pain.
No, it's awful.
I get it.
Do you ever use it when you're just going out or it's just like, it's a wasted parking pass at this moment?
My partner and I use it all the time when we come down here for not work-related purposes. But...
Oh, my God.
That's perfect.
Be brave, Angel. We appreciate the call. Patrick.
Yai.
Yai.
First world problems. What's yours?
So when you say, hey, Siri, can you send a text message to someone, and you're driving down the road, and all of a sudden she's like, okay, great. Now unlock your iPhone first so you have to look at it while you're driving.
Oh, wait. She goes, hey, moron, you got to unlock me first before you want me to
do something. Idiot stick. I'm supposed to do everything for you, but I got to make sure it's you.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
That's pretty much it.
I thought, doesn't she recognize your voice?
Right. She should. Yeah. She's the worst assistant ever. It's like, is that really you?
Yeah,
not so sure.
Oh, Patrick.
That's a good one.
That is awesome. Thank you for the call. Johnny.
Yes.
Hi. What's your first world problem?
I had to create a new email address just so I could communicate with my car.
It has its own email. Its own social.
What are you talking about? What?
When I got my car, it's an electric car, and there's an app that I can use as my key, like a key for my car.
Yeah.
When the dealership created my account, they wrote my email address down wrong.
Oh, so, now you got it.
I had to create an email address just so I could use the app and like be able to change my password and everything for the app for my car.
They're going
to
have like 80 emails.
Oh, my God, I hate that.
So many emails. You're going to get through it.
You are. Stay strong, Johnny. Bree.
Yay.
First world problems.
So when I was working a retail job, when they got new dollar bills from the bank for the register, they were way too crisp to actually count to hand back to customers.
These are too new.
I swear.
Sticking together.
And when it happens to me the most, this is awful, with hundreds.
First
go to the bank and it's like, oh, these hundreds are sticking together.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.